Brian Meyer, welcome back to our studios and bringing in your InFocus interviews that you do on the Buffalo News site on the digital side.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here, as usual.
You recently sat down with the leader of ECMC, CEO Jody Lomeo, to talk about the extensive growth at the hospital that they've experienced over the last few years.
Indeed, so much focus has been on the medical corridor, you know, on the fringes of downtown when you talk about, you know, health services and expansions. But when you look at what's happening at the Grider Street facility, it's quite impressive. I had a very brief tour of the new nursing home, the facility that will be replacing the Erie County home in Alden, and it is very impressive. We've seen a merger of the two largest kidney transplant centers at ECM. They've made some major strides in their chemical dependency unit and their mental health services unit. So there's a lot going on, $200 million in investment over the last few years.
You talk about this nursing home.
Yeah.
And so now they're building this state-of-the-art facility.
Well, it was old and it was very displaced from the Buffalo core. It's a 16-mile trek for many people if you live in Buffalo. And ECMC was spending hundreds of thousands of dollars a year on patient transports back and forth, because that's over 30 miles round trip. So this is going to save money. It's definitely a much more state-of-the-art facility, and it is really cutting edge, according to medical experts.
How soon are they opening it?
They say they're going to be bringing in some residents this month.
Now, one of the interesting questions you asked Lomeo was in the relationship to ECMC with Erie County. A few years ago, ECMC actually split its reliance on Erie County. But you asked about that perception that still remains as a financial burden to
right.
Erie County.
Yeah, because even though it became a public benefit corporation, readers of the news and listeners of BFO still hear every year about these payments the county makes to ECMC, payments that are largely state and federal regulated. It's because there is a very high proportion of patients, low-income patients, and that is kind of where the county makes up some of those expenses. But this is what Lomeo said when I said, you know, what about this perception that ECMC is a fiscal hole for the county?
I would love for that perception to go away. We're doing everything we can so that that's not the case. It's just not the case. We no longer receive a subsidy from Erie County. We no longer have what's called a blank check, which was revenues minus expenses. So in the past, prior to my becoming CEO, we could have had and did have revenues minus expenses. So if the hospital lost money, it went to the county and asked for them to fill that gap. We no longer have that.
And then you recently had a chance to sit down with the leader of Buffalo Niagara Riverkeeper, and she talked a lot about what they've accomplished. And you look at Lake Erie and the fact that they did this major Buffalo River dredging recently.
Yeah, it was very interesting. I actually covered part of that last year. Huge apparatus basically going down into the riverbed and picking up all this contaminated sediment that was responsible for essentially making the Buffalo River almost a dead river, as the environmental experts called it many, many years ago. And according to Jill Jedlicka, who had Riverkeeper, it is definitely on the mend, that there's improved water quality in the Western New York region.
Are they completed with that process at this point?
They've got a lot more to do. I mean, Jill Jedlicka pointed out that, it's taken decades to get as far as we have with some of the damage to our waterways. And not just the Buffalo River, but let's look at the Skajakwita Creek, some of the problems at White Lake. But she says that there's progress going on in many of these waterways to improve the quality, and she's cautiously optimistic. She's seen some signs of progress, and she thinks that will continue.
And one thing you learned about was the blue economy and what that is all about, and she helped describe that for you.
It's essentially making our waterways the driver of economic revitalization.
And putting the water first, so to speak, and that the water will define how our region revitalizes and how it redevelops. Everything from ecotourism to recreation to fisheries to actual wastewater management, industrial processing, ecotourism, and also just engaging people in the Great Lakes issues, too. I think this region has really forgotten our connection to the Great Lakes.
So that is what the blue economy is about, focusing on revitalization through our waterways through Lake Erie, which we're seeing obviously already at Canal Side, but they're much deeper on the water side.
And yet the Riverkeeper folks don't think many people spend a lot of time thinking about Western New York's connection to the Great Lakes, and that also is one of their objectives.
Well, Brian Meyer, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your In Focus interviews from the Buffalo News.
Thank you.